Trump tech expert Adam Kandube, antitrust bills could strengthen government tech censorship. By Alam Bokhari on March 10, 2023. Professor Adam Kandube, who led President Trump's efforts to reinterpret Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, CDA, Big Tech's get-out-jail-free card in censorship lawsuits, warned the House Judiciary Committee that some bipartisan antitrust efforts could empower the federal government and Silicon Valley's axis of censorship. The Twitter files, together with lawsuits filed by red states, reveal the federal government's deep involvement in fostering social media censorship. In his remarks before the Judiciary Committee, Kandube warned against giving the federal government more power to pressure tech companies. In comments before the committee this week, Kandube took particular aim at the American Innovation and Choice Online Act, AICO, saying it would give the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, and Department of Justice, DOJ, a very big stick to wield against the tech companies. As the Twitter files reveal, government's power over big tech can have bad effects on free speech. In today's information economy, a few platforms have enormous power over public and private conversation, professional journalism and citizen debate and engagement, said Kandube. As we have seen, government can too easily apply pressure to have the platform silence speech it doesn't like. The American Innovation and Choice Online Act, with its vague terms and discretionary and exclusive governmental enforcement, simply adds to the available pressure government can employ on the major internet platforms to silence government's critics. Adam Kovacevic, the former Google public policy stooge who now uses his clout with Democrats to oppose tech regulation, misrepresented Kandube's comments as an argument that AICO will reduce the potential for platform censorship. Kandube confirmed that Kovacevic twisted his words, telling Breitbart News that Kovacevic's characterization of his comments were the exact opposite of his actual argument on AICO. Not all efforts to rein in big tech rest on handing power to the federal government. Kandube has praised a law from the state of Texas, passed in 2021, which uses the courts as a mechanism of enforcement against big tech censorship. The bill grants a private right of action to social media users, allowing them to sue tech companies for wrongfully terminating their accounts or otherwise censoring them. Big tech's lobbyists are fighting to kill the bill in the courts. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #DeleteIt, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.